When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
Forever.
Tell me what makes you sing? What makes you sing? What makes you sing? What makes you sing? With Larry Owens. Hello, welcome back to What Makes You Sing with Larry Owens. I'm Larry Owens. This is a comedy podcast about music, taped fresh every week. No, this was pre-recorded on the historic Lower East Side of Park Slope, Brooklyn, at Forever Dog Studios. I just want to let you know, many of you already know this, but none of this has been rehearsed. None of this has been, music has been seen before. This is all happening 100% Whole Foods organic, and it's played to absolute perfection. Impromptu Perfection by James Harvey.
Thank you so
on the
much,
keys.
Larry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're handling our sniffles. It's the global warming of it all. The climate is an absolute turpitude.
I know, when it's 70 in January, it really throws you off.
It's just how can we be consistent with what's happening with the weather? There's no way to be consistent and take care of ourselves.
There's no way. I'll just back up from the mic when I sniffle. That's the only thing you can do.
You spent this weekend taking some political action, which I think this is a good time to talk about it with the people, because it's a new year, it's an election year, and I think that this is really important. So what did you do yesterday?
Yesterday I made some phone calls for Bernie Sanders.
And how easy was it?
It was super easy. You go to BernieSanders.com/call, and it connects you to people in Iowa and Minnesota and Nevada, and beyond trying to convince people for the candidate that you like, it's fascinating to have these conversations with strangers, and they really open up to you about what's important in their lives, and you have this real connection to these people you talk to.
Telephone calls, the original podcast. Now, I saw on your Instagram, which is at
James G. Harvey.
I saw on Instagram, it was like you were just with friends, and it looked like it was like pretty chill and fun.
Yeah, it was great. We just got together in my friend's apartment. You don't need to go to any campaign office or anything. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. So I highly recommend it.
Oh, that's absolutely lit. And so you know how we begin the podcast every week with a request. This one comes from at Jujube6345. Thank you so much. And take this also as a political message. Happiness hit her like a train on the track. Coming towards her, stuck still, no turning back. She hid around corners and she hid under bed. And from it she fled. The dark days are over. The dark days are done. The horses are coming. So you better run. Run fast for your mother. Run fast for your father. Run for your children, for your sisters and your brothers. And leave all your love and your lover behind.
survive. The dark days are over. The dark days are done. The horses are coming. So you better run. And I never wanted anything from you except
okay, the dog days have officially been ended. You know, music can heal the world, and we just solved it. The double bar of that song is the first beat of world peace.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's get into it. Here in the studio, we have a very, very special episode of What Makes You Sing, because this is one of the most special artists we have in this city, a multidisciplinarian. She was trained in music, but now she's a comedian du jour. She hosts the monthly show Yourself, Your Body. She's the author of Emotional Slut and other books of poetry and writing. She is truly just an amazing light of my life, one of the stars of Handmaid's Tale the musical. You see her everywhere. It's Artie Gullipudi.
Oh my god.
Hey.
Wow. What's up?
We're so excited to have you. This is like one of the episodes of like why we have this podcast. Yeah, it's like to have people like you on who are just so deft at handling art in so many arenas, so many spaces.
That's so nice of you to say.
Yes, as a writer, a comedian, a musician, a kindred soul.
Ah, you just start crying. I'm a Cancer as well, so I'm like very emotional.
Artie knows my chart. So you're Cancer sun?
I'm Cancer sun, Gemini moon, Virgo rising. So I'm chaotic.
Okay.
I'm really chaotic.
Because your social media, which is amazing, it's like knowing that should be your bio. Because it lends so much insight.
It's pretty chaotic, yeah.
But you're leading with Cancer, which is the emotion.
Exactly, yeah.
And while Cancer is not my sun, I'm a Sag sun and I'm double Cancer.
Oh my God.
So much Cancer that I recognize.
Wow.
They say real, recognize real.
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say real, recognize real.
Emotional, recognize emotion.
Exactly. That's what I feel right now. I feel that spirit right now. So many emotions.
Really?
Just, like in this space.
Like what? What are you feeling?
In general, I'm always like, am I doing everything right? No, I'm like, I'm very like emotional about how I'm being like presented and what I say. Because I want to be in control of my chaos. Isn't that...
Okay, that's the Gemini.
Yeah, that's the Gemini.
But no, was that the Virgo? That's Virgo?
Virgo might be control, but I have so much chaos that it's Gemini. But then a lot of the chaos is emotional, which is Cancer.
Okay, yeah, that's your swirl.
Yeah, my swirl.
That's
go to Emac and Bolio's and order that chaotic swirl, you know?
Oh my God, we wouldn't have it any other way. The last time I saw you was in fact yesterday.
And
you work in my neighborhood,
yeah,
which is my current neighborhood, which is really fun. It's really fun to just be able to pop in and hang out.
I honestly love. I work at a little bookstore, and people are always popping in. And my coworker yesterday was like, "You have so many people who come in." And I said, I never knew that this many of my friends were literate.
I'm absolutely.
A lot of them don't act like they are.
we truly tweet like we cannot read or write.
Exactly. Like,
there's no spell check.
Yeah.
No, I feel like it's like a really good job for you and your vibe. Like right now, how would you describe your hair?
Right now. So right now, and I also am getting it done this week because the person who does my hair just is like, I have a vision and then we'll do my hair.
Oh, you reverse engineer it.
Yeah, so this person...
They tell you what you're going to get.
Yeah, so this is like right now, it's like my... I was blonde all summer. I was like bright blonde all summer. And then I was...
Okay, white.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, yeah, this was very... It was very fun. I was very slutty. And then in the fall, my roots were growing in, and then she dyed it sapphire.
Oh, okay. It's just sapphire.
So there's like my dark black roots, but it's sapphire, but my hair is like really curly. So it looks like people come into the bookstore and they're like, you work here, right?
you totally. And then like your cute fits and like your amazing jewelry. Like the vibe is definitely, I feel like you are doing really just like a case study for a screenplay.
Exactly. And it's for my own personal screen. I will be, sometimes I'm like, I should write this down, these interactions.
You should. Yeah. You should. Some juicy smart men coming in to
a
the
A lot of juicy
store.
Smart, yeah. A lot of smart people coming in, and then I was telling Larry that I'm trying to get my rent paid this year.
By a smart and handsome literate person, which I think is the goal. People are like, Larry, what is your type? I'm like, smart, handsome, literate person?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Someone who would go in a bookstore.
Yeah, someone who would go in a bookstore.
On a Saturday afternoon.
On a Saturday afternoon, just chilling.
I know. I was like, hey, do you have any Alice Childress? And Artie's like, no, we send those people to the drama bookshop.
I was like, bitch, read some fiction.
It's like the fiction here is stacked.
Yeah, literally stacked.
I do not have the capacity for fiction. I have the capacity for dramatic narrative, but I don't have the capacity for like fiction.
My cute thing that I do is like, have you seen the independent table where we have like all our like independent? And then automatically everyone's like, what's your Instagram? I get a lot of followers through the bookstore.
Oh, see, I told you this is vibe. Like, it's like, I like brought it up because I feel like it's just huge
it
for
is.
Vibe.
For right now, it is very much because I'm like, sometimes I'm like, you know, my coworkers will be like, oh, you're really funny. And I was telling Larry this yesterday that I was like, if I was really funny, I wouldn't have to have a part-time job, right?
I'd no, be like, no, like, no, not in this climate, honey.
I am.
Yeah, in this climate, we're all just, you know, we're pooling our nickels together for the common good. Vote Bernie. I know. I feel like I had to officially come out on the podcast.
I know. You
had like,
to come out.
A candidate. Only wow, because if I'm yeah, I'm making an official endorsement through you. I know, I Trojan horsed it. I know, but like, if I'm talking to people every week, like, then you just have to know that, like, this is where the values are aligned.
Yeah.
And it's, and I just,
and you gotta speak up on your values.
Yeah.
You can't
speak up on my values.
Yeah. Who disagrees with you is gonna like you less or anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't think anybody who's listening to this podcast is going to be someone who's super pro-Trump.
Well, certainly not that.
Well, we truly don't know.
Exactly.
And I hope that everyone likes music.
Yeah.
You could have a lot of Klobuchar listeners.
Yeah, we have some Klobuchar
listeners. Who knows?
We got some Yang Gang in the house.
Yes, yes, and that's so like that's why I'm like making it. I'm like coming out at this juncture.
Oh, yes, yes,
and like
yes.
not waiting, but being like, hey, let's. Yeah, no. Sorry to like drag you into
No, no,
this
no. I love
statement.
It. As somebody who on Christmas Eve, I had a date and the guy slept over. And I read to him excerpts of this children's book I have called The Ghost of Karl Marx. So I just want to, that's my yeah. political space that I exist in.
How is
Link
that?
In the show notes.
How was that received?
I don't think he is. When I was like, oh, what book are you reading? Or like, are you interested in like, what book are you like interested in reading? And he said the Rihanna book, which is famously not a book you need to read. It's just a coffee table book with like hundreds of photos of her. And I was like, oh, well, you don't have to read that. It's just like photos. That's cool. It is a cool book. But like, you know, you can't carry that around. The Rihanna book is like the size of me. It's a huge book. It's like a $200 book. And then he was like, yeah, no, like, that's the book I want to read. And I was like, you know what?
Oh, womp, womp,
yeah,
womp.
Babe.
Well, let's bring the focus smack dab
yes,
right back to
yes.
baby girl. Okay, Artie, it's the question that I ask all of my guests.
Yes.
What is the music that made you?
Wow, okay. So I have, like, a very weird trajectory, I would say. When I was, like, really young, I was, like, 7 years old, I got, like, a solo the first time we were allowed to do choir. And my mom was like, wow, we should like sign her up for some extracurricular things so she can go to an Ivy League to become, because you know, to be in an Ivy League school, you have to have all the extracurriculars. So my mom thought that it would be something to put on my resume for when I like go to school for engineering.
Yes. Okay. It was like, it was like you have to have the perfect college application.
Yeah, starting from like age 7 and 8.
Okay.
You know?
So like, so you have to be the best at something.
Yeah.
In addition to this, we know that you're going to get straight A's.
Yeah.
We know that you're going
to
have.
Yeah. For the listeners, I'm Indian. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's important to the narrative that's happening.
Important to the narrative, but good. And now that's in the
space.
Yeah.
Are any Indian American, you know, we can never ask someone their ethnic makeup.
Of course, yes.
So like I'm, it's.
Let's not dance around it. I am a model minority, right?
So it was a given that you're gonna get straight A's.
Yeah.
And then, but to bolster the application to make it really impenetrable, yeah. Mom was like, oh, you show like small talent in this arena,
yeah.
Like let's like go big on that.
Yeah. And so then I auditioned to be in this, you know, Westminster Choir Conservatory in like Princeton.
Ugh.
So I started going there from age 7.
That's elite.
Yeah, like we like sang at the White House and stuff.
Yes, it's very elite. What was that first solo in chorus?
The first solo, I think I can't even remember the song. I'm sure it was like Somewhere Over the Rainbow, like something that like just like the first choir song you'll ever sing. And then I just was like, yeah, I think it was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And then I refused to prepare anything for my audition, so I did sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow for my audition.
Aw, this is an important sign.
I know, I got in. Yeah, and I got in and I used to go to choir every... Oh, should I sing it? All right, here we go. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a... up the words because
oh, yeah.
I don't sing songs like this.
Here we go.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops way above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere bluebirds fly, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
And you made it into Westminster.
Yeah.
With that song.
With that song. And I sang it probably just like that.
What do you mean? Just
just like I went in and was very much like, I don't want to do any. So the whole reason why I didn't want to do it, it was 4 hours every Saturday morning. Oof. For like a kid. It's like hard. And
are you
I didn't
from New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm from, it was like a 15-minute drive from where I grew up. But I was like, I want to go to sleepovers. Like, I want to make, you know what I mean? Again.
So what, it was like 8 to 12.
Yeah. And it was, which is crazy, right?
That's a long time on the weekend.
Yeah.
And you're just like learning this huge, like cantata after cantata.
Yeah. And it was all like choral music. Like we used to sing with the Princeton University Orchestra. We used to like get casted to do like, there was like a Hansel and Gretel and we were like the gingerbread children.
Okay.
And so there's this like every year we're the gingerbread children. And I have this like vivid memory of like a woman being like, oh, Hocus Pocus Elder Bush. And then we'd be like, oh!
So cute.
Yeah.
You guys were just like children singers for hire.
Exactly.
They're like, okay, we need a group of like the Grammys. Like, we need children to like walk out, you know, singing. And
yeah.
Like, they would call the choir.
Yeah, the children's choir.
I know. You like 4 hours of choral singing, literally, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm obsessed.
Yeah. I mean,
but you weren't. You were.
Not for a while.
Not for a while.
For a while, every Saturday morning, my parents were like, well, my mom specifically would be like, all right, like, I'll go take you to Dunkin' Donuts if you just show up to choir. And then finally, yeah, and I was like, yeah.
Your trade?
Yeah, yes. I was like, nice.
Sugar.
I'd be getting, like, I would get, like, a coffee culotta as, like, an 8-year-old.
Oh, okay.
I would walk into choir with a coffee and a donut.
You would literally need it for 4 hours. Like,
4 hours.
Being an adult, great. Now you can just go to Dunkin' Donuts.
I know.
You don't have to go to choir practice.
And they don't tell you that as a kid. You don't gotta go to choir.
I think it's implied. Like, we're like, wait, no one has to do anything. I'm held to this unreal standard, and you are doing that? No, it's implied.
It was a very, but then for some reason middle school happened, and in middle school I suddenly like became really enamored with going to choir, and I was just like, I love this, I'm good at this. I don't have any friends at school, but I'm like, I'm a great second soprano.
Second, okay.
I was a great second soprano because I was like, I'm not like for me, I was like, high sopranos have it easy. Like, of course, you can float over everyone else.
The
but
top.
Like, yeah, but what happens if you get really in there?
Second soprano is a gangster ass, like, part of the choir. Because you have the range, but you also so you have the range of a soprano, the musicality of an alto.
Yeah.
We're obsessed.
Yeah.
And don't let us start splitting in between all the parts. First, second sopranos, first, second altos, first, second, third, tenor. Oh, we can really get some crunchy ass things going with choral music.
That's what I'm saying. And you know, like, I was that kind of person that was like, they'd be like, okay, we need two people to sing this one weird note. And I'm like, I guess so.
Were you reading music by then?
Yeah.
Like, so you were like picking up, like you were in the choir. Mm-hmm. Was this an art school or just a standard middle school?
I went to public school. And the thing about...
In a nice area.
So yeah, in the middle of Jersey. And it was like all, it was super diverse.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think like the thing is though, is that I started getting really, really goofy in middle school to like snub off like anybody critiquing me or bullying me. I would just be like, I'm going to be really, really funny.
Your personality.
Yeah. So my personality developed, which is me, which is just being a nuisance. I'm in general a nuisance. So my like arts teachers never liked me because even though I was like able to read music and pick up on things, I was also someone that was like making the whole soprano section laugh.
Insubordinate.
Exactly.
Insubordination with huge skill. Yeah, that's the class clown. The class clown's like, my work is done.
Yeah.
And so now let's just like have fun while we're here.
Yeah.
Which is like, no one tells you that's what adulthood is like. It's like once you learn the material, like once you make, like, you know,
yeah,
you have, get everything in a row, then it's just about how you do it. And
yeah,
class clowns like do it with like joy. They're
yeah,
like, if we got to be here, let's fucking have fun.
Exactly. And I think that was exactly what was happening. And like, but for some reason during those 4-hour choir things, I was like, I never made friends through that choir thing.
So at Westminster, you were like,
I'm just reading music.
You were clocking in, clocking out. You were punching in, punching out. But then
yeah,
at school, it was like, there's a community, like, this is our like microcosm inside of the big.
Yeah. I used to literally like in choir, we would have like a lunch break when we had extra long rehearsals. And I would go to the record store down the street. And then that's when I started like really listening to the music that I actually listened to. Like the guy handed me like a La Tigre CD. And like I started getting into like Riot Girl at like age 13.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So my first concert was Sonic Youth, like right after middle school.
What?
But I was really into choral music too.
That's so crazy. And so like the record store, it's really that person who was feeding your taste.
Yeah, so basically what had happened was I was going in and I'm pretty sure I was trying to purchase like some like Ashley Simpson record. And the guy was like, no, dude, like here's like some actual like girl rock stuff.
Oh,
and so yeah, 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 this was like my favorite band, and I've seen like Karen O perform like 7 times.
Oh my god,
like her solo stuff I'm like obsessed with.
What do you want to do?
Which yeah, yeah, yeah song?
Yeah,
I don't know, what's the class? You probably know like Maps, right? That's like a classic. No, that's
no,
a
I mean,
classic.
No, I can play it. Who's what's
let's
the
see
name
we can do it? Any yeah 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 song.
Maps by the yeah yeah yeah.
Yeah, that should be
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
so
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
you go in being like, hey, I saw on MTV this like girl rocker.
Yes.
Like this like badass girl rocker. Mm-hmm. And then this person's like, that's fake.
Yeah, he was actually like basically like, you know, because I looked very young, so I don't think he wasn't like, that's dumb.
Yeah,
he was kind
yeah,
of like, what about this?
Aww.
And a lot of these albums, like La Tigre's album, it's like, it's called like Feminist Sweepstakes. And it's like, the cover is like bright pink and bright blue. And it's very, very femme. And then I was like, then that's how I found like the yeah, yeah, yeahs after like listening. And like Karen O is super femme too. Like she has a personal stylist since before she was, her best friend is a stylist, and she would like walk out with like huge like femme costumes.
Ugh.
Like red lipstick and just like she's half Korean.
And this is what you were identifying with.
Yeah.
Well, what were you identifying with inside of all of this?
I think I was identifying with like because I was like always goofy in class and not really like adhering to like structure in class. I think this music was a reflection of that. And I think that's the point of a lot of like feminist induced punk, right? That like, or any like feminist rock and stuff like that, it is like it is supposed to be like breaking structure, like Kim Gordon and Sonic Youth and stuff like that, like dissonance. And that's also why I liked being that second soprano that would sing that one weird note.
Wow.
Social dissonance, baby!
You are her social dissonance. What's the feel?
Let's see. It should be like, pack up, I'm straight, lean knife. Oh, say, 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 oh, say, say, say. Oh, say, 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 oh, say, 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 oh, say, say, say. Wait, they don't love you like I love you. Wait, they don't love you like I love you. Max, wait, they don't love you like I love you. Stray. Well, my kind's your kind. I'll stay the same pack. I don't stray. Oh, say, say, say. Oh, say, say, say. Wait, they don't love you like I love you. Wait, they don't love you like I love you. Maps, wait. No, they don't. No, they don't love you like I love you, Maps. Wait. No, they don't love you like I love you.
Oh, so good. Oh my gosh. I'm just dying. That was so good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep-sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, anyplace, make snack time playtime with Funnables Fruit Snacks. Have fun. Eat it, too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
So you're in middle school.
I'm in middle school for some reason identifying.
Well, for all the reasons you very clearly and eloquently stated how it all fused together.
Yeah.
It's music, what it is, which is just this material.
Mm-hmm.
It's it's ephemeral, but it's physical. You know, mm-hmm. you can write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then lyric is it's emotion, which is ephemeral, but you can write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then just your identity,
yeah,
of being a young girl, having these feelings of being aberrant in your environment,
yeah,
but knowing exactly how you fit.
Yeah, it was. And also it was a whole other thing of being I was because I'm Indian and I'm super hairy. I was growing in a thicker mustache than most of my crushes at this point.
Oh my god, adorable.
Yeah, and I'm tiny. I'm a tiny, tiny kid. I'm 60 pounds, 4'6", very small person. And
this is the fire and sexiness that you feel inside.
I'm this is what I'm gonna be one day. And I'm I'm not growing. I'm very much just like, I don't know how to. So my like funny middle school story I was recently telling, I was telling Tim Platt this because we both were like, we both love Edgar Allan Poe.
I also love Edgar Allan Poe. Wait, trying to learn. Yeah, okay. We're like, going wow, for Poe.
Me, you and Tim will sit down and have a talk. What a trio.
I'm from Baltimore and I got like a huge tome, and he's Poe is from Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if he died in Baltimore. And I got like a huge like tome of like of Poe, and oh then I would like reverently read.
Oh my god!
Just like admiring like language and darkness.
Oh my god! I love
like, what's
that.
What's your Poe story?
My Poe story is that we had, so we were like reading Poe, and the extra credit was like you can memorize a stanza of The Raven,
easy,
and perform it. Okay, I misread. I actually memorized the whole poem.
Oh, okay, go off. I know it. I know it's in there.
I literally, I just, now at this point, I've smoked so much that I can't remember, but I know it's like, rapping at my chamber door. But the whole point is that he goes, nevermore, right? The Raven.
Yes.
And so I go and I do it, and I think I did a bomb job. Everyone thinks I'm so cool, right? Like... like everyone thinks I'm the hottest shit now, you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely, yeah. So you dropped the mic on Poe.
I just dropped the mic on Poe. I go up to my crush during lunch and I point and wink and say, nevermore.
With the wink, like a
yeah,
nevermore.
Like I thought it was
Audi. Like that is the mic drop. Okay, yes. Once I'm done, when I finish a number on stage, I'm gonna be like explosion, head in the air. Nevermore. let's bring Nevermore back in a huge way.
That's what I want to do.
That merch.
Just merch. Never. I had like full braces with the rubber bands.
Once upon a midnight dreary.
As I pondered, weak and weary. Wow.
Over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore.
Wow. While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Isn't that...
Quoth the Raven.
Yeah.
Nevermore.
And I was like, that was a very sexy performance.
And I'm certain it was. And then so musically, where musically, where do you head after middle school?
At that point, I was like, okay, I finally, like, I came out to my parents of being like, I don't want to be an engineer or a doctor. I am really interested in being a music teacher. Okay, so that's how I entered the
Trojan
horsing. Trojan horsing.
Stardom inside of teaching. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Exactly. I was like, I want to be a music teacher. And my parents were still like, no. And my cousin, who's like about 10 years older than me, he actually lives in Greenpoint with his wife, and they're both like awesome people, very adorable children. But so I used to go to concerts with him in New York. Like he lived in New York and he would take his like weird little like 15-year-old
bridge and tunnel. So you would take the train in classic tri-state area.
Yeah.
And what would you go and see?
Well, I saw Sonic Youth a couple more times. but I also saw like Feist. You know, I saw like there's this band Spoon that I was into. Like I saw a lot of indie rock.
Yes, I remember these are all like OC bands.
Yeah, like I was really into like early indie rock, like early thousands indie rock. Like the first time I did an edible was when I saw the Shins in Philly. Like,
yes,
you know, like I was very much like this like indie darling, or trying to be.
I was also trying to be this indie darling. The Shins.
The Shins. I was
What would you want to do?
Gosh, let's see. What's the popular one?
It's new slang, obviously.
New slang. We could do new slang.
Yeah.
That's a popular one. I just start crying.
Here you go.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. New slang by the Shins. No, I like definitely. So you said trying to be an indie darling.
Yes.
Like, so you feel like the Riot Girl stuff was more authentically you, and then this is like a Manic Pixie version of like.
Yeah, I think that I was more into why I keep like mentioning Sonic Youth, because Kim Gordon's like solo stuff after she left Thurston Moore is like just like noisier. I think I was into noisier stuff. And then I was also into like Santa Gold and other like new wave hip hop stuff that was burgeoning as well. But like for some reason, I wanted to land in like the indie darling space that was like, I wanted to be like Zooey Deschanel.
Like palatable.
I
feel like there's a push and pull here between like what you said, like your origins were, and then this like part two.
Yeah. I want it to be like able to be consumed by like a lot of like the white people.
Zach Braff.
Yeah. I want to be consumed sexually by Zach Braff.
Godspeed, all the bakers at dawn. May they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a fuss of flaming fields, am I too dumb to refine? And if you took to me like, well, I'd have danced like the queen of the eyesores. The rest of our lives would have fared well.
Wait, I never noticed this change. King to
king
queen.
To queen. Wow.
Is this accurate? Sometimes
I don't know.
Google
I never,
fails us.
Sometimes when Google fails us. When Google fails us, I feel like I short circuit in the brain.
Oh my God.
I'm like, if I can't trust you, how can I trust any of my romantic partners?
You decide to become a music teacher. Yeah. And then does that lead you to the illustrious Berklee College of Music?
No.
Where you studied.
You know what happened? My music teacher in high school really hated me because I was like very... I was one of those people that kind of walked into choir and was like, I already sang this when I was 10.
You did. I mean, you came in with the with everything.
Yeah.
Like, what could they tell you about intonation, dynamics, music history, theory? I'm sure you knew how to read music, which is like in my like high school choir. Like we were plunking.
Exactly.
And I was plunking truly until about 2 years ago.
And there's also nothing wrong with that because most people I went to college with didn't read music either because it was a jazz school. Right. So like basically what had happened was then I became obsessed with like certain bands. Like I was really into like Stereolab and Broadcast, and then I was like Nico and Velvet Underground, and there's all these like weird Lou Reed songs where he just like speaks over them. Like Last Great American White Whale is like such a funny song because he's just like kind of talk singing over like dissonant weird guitar stuff happening.
Yeah.
So I start becoming into that, and then like Pavement.
Should you be behind the piano?
No. Do not ever put me behind a piano. That's horrible.
I feel like you are referencing so much music that like, how can we recreate
this? Do you play an instrument?
I mean, I play piano. I'm teaching myself guitar right now. But yeah, like I used to be really, really good at reading music. And then I was like, well, I love all this music and I love going to concerts. I'm going to find a space where I can sing and do some sort of like music business thing. And that's how I find myself at Berklee.
Okay.
Because I don't have a jazz background. But then when I went to Berkeley, like my first month, I was singing so much jazz that I was like, actually, I'm like deeply obsessed with like Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday. And they have like punk ethos that like a lot of these like white riot girl bands actually don't even know what they're talking about.
Yes.
Like Billie Holiday's story. Are you kidding me?
I mean.
Completely tragic. She passed away and only 70 cents was in her bank account.
She died poor.
Yeah. And like, what does that mean? Like when we think about like what punk music even means, like, or like living like her life is just crazy.
I know, like the idea of like showing up to a venue and like being told to like use the back door, you can't use the restroom in the venue, that you're like selling out the, like, it's like her entire fascinating story of just like where the place where she sings from.
Yeah. And everything, even if you read up into her life till she was 8 years old, it's still more than, and like, it is crazy. Just a lot of like the stuff she faced. And then when you hear her singing, you can like feel it. If you like listen to like a record, that's like, you can like feel it. And I think that I began being like really obsessed with jazz. And then I was like, maybe I'll work for a record label. But I was like secretly just like in my room, like listening to like a lot of like female vocalist jazz.
Oh my God. What a connected turn for you.
I know.
So jazz is the foundation at Berkeley. It's not classical repertoire.
Not at all. But you know, I went,
you're
in
also really into prog rock and dream theater.
Yes,
that kind
I was about
stuff.
To say that. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that I went to a lot of concerts of the band Lettuce. Do you know that band Lettuce?
Yeah. I know Lettuce.
I'm like, he looks like he knows what lettuce is.
I'm a lettuce man.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So a lot of stuff like that. So musically, like, I wasn't getting any auditions for anything. My like voice teacher was always trying to get me to sing Avril Lavigne.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
Let's stick with Billie and Sarah. Yeah. What would you like to explore with us today?
Let's see. What songs? I feel like recently I've been like very into like All of Me is always a great one. But like, it's a classic, it's easy to play. I'm trying to think of what's easy to play.
Oh no, jazz, we can go off into jazz. It was I don't know how Sonic Youth is gonna sound on this piano, on this keyboard.
God bless the child.
Do you wanna do Someone to Watch Over Me?
Sure.
I love that one. Yeah, that's a great one. We play that because I play that for Boogie on the Brink.
Yes.
But we do it with Tessa playing like weird guitar noises in the back.
It's so good. I love that image, and I love that the version of the song that you do with Tessa Scara.
Tessa Scara, an icon. Yeah, so. There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's a big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initials to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch. Some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. And I should go on like,
hey. Yeah.
Won't you tell him, please? I don't belt, that's my part.
You belt.
I don't belt. I don't belt, that's my home issue in life.
Oh, okay, but what's the soprano take on it?
I don't know, I'd be like, but it sounds so weird.
Yeah.
So I can't flip.
It doesn't.
Someone who watch
both voices.
You like both voices?
I love both voices.
I feel like people don't like a high soprano anymore.
No, we're bringing it back.
Are we bringing high soprano back?
We're bringing pure voice soprano back.
Really?
Yes, in a big way.
Wow. Do you know that that was like my like musical school trauma that I like couldn't belt, but I could sing really high?
No, we're bringing back the soprano, like we're bringing back soprano voice, but in Converses. Wow. You know what I mean? Like it's just like, just
so
really
I'm just like imagining like everyone, chill. Like mini Rupertons in Converse.
Yeah, like literally just like, you know, walk on, pure tone, beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's like, it's controversial to bring up, but the West Side Story Revival,
yeah.
They have a pure soprano.
Really?
They have a brown Latina, like not size two, like she
soprano?
Like, and she's singing. She's a Juilliard. Her name is Shireen Pimentel. And she also makes an appearance on John Mulaney's Sack Lunch Bunch.
Whoa.
I will go and see it just for the representation of like, here is brown girl singing pure, like, but brown. Like, you know how they normally do Maria,
yeah.
And it's like, this is the only type of Latinx person that exists.
Yeah.
No, she's like a brown girl in Converses.
Wow.
Singing pure voice beautifully.
I see, that's what I needed at a certain point in life, because I was like, everyone like my voice teachers and stuff were like, well, you can't belt, because like there's no, even when you're, because even when I was at Berklee, even though it's a jazz school, it was like cool for jazz guitar, but a lot of the vocalists
were Lauren Allred. Were you there when Lauren was there?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, everyone's a belter. Like I went at the same time, you know, MJ.
Oh, MJ Rodriguez,
yeah.
The actress?
Yeah.
Yes, from Pose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like we were at Berklee at the same time.
Oh, that voice.
Yeah.
Her voice is amazing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I was just like, yeah, I'll do music business. But I graduated a year early and then I was like, okay, I'm done. I'll never perform again.
And then when does like comedy come into play? And by the way, I've heard you belt at Spirit Night.
Oh,
when
I
you
guess
sang
I
Celine
did belt,
Dion,
yeah.
You absolutely belted, but sorry, we'll digress.
I know, I guess I can belt sometimes.
You absolutely can. No, you love to doubt your skill, and I'm not obsessed with that, but I am obsessed with you, so I deal with it. Anyways, so, but like, where does like comedy, because that I've seen you use music in your performance.
Yeah, I guess comedy enters like much later after I was in like New York for a while. I was in this like really horrible abusive relationship, and every time I tried to like write music or bring it up, I just wasn't encouraged, but I was also like being abused in other ways. And then I just like left the moment that I decided it's going to be 5 years this Valentine's Day that I left that relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. And I moved in with two friends, and then they were very much like, you're a performer. I was like very encouraged. And then I just kind of like went off the rails because I was just doing this. I was like trying to live completely opposite of how I was living before, because I was in this like 2.5 year abusive relationship. And so what I did was just flip everything I was doing.
Okay.
I like quit my full-time job. I like, you know, started just like writing stand-up and like just using my voice in any way I could to talk about like what had been happening to me for like years, and even before that, like how all this trauma was just like bubbling up for a while. So then I wasn't doing it great the first few years, I don't think. But I think like at this, I wasn't even confident to do music again until my best friend Ryan and I were living together, and he was always playing guitar in the living room, and I would like hum along, and he's like, you're a great singer. And I was like, oh, I don't sing anymore. And then he, like, the original music that I perform is like everything that I wrote with him. So it is it's kind of like a weird dark twist there, not to bring the mood down, but yeah.
That's how you started to use music.
Yeah. And
in your act. And it's been in a relationship of you discovering your talent through other people.
Yeah.
Because why do you think that you...
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features. Like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans. While Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services. And Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care. For over 30 years, Merrick has crafted high-quality dog food. Since our founding in Hereford, Texas, all of Merrick's recipes have prioritized whole nutrition with deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. That's why we say real is our recipe. Real ingredients and homestyle flavors your pet loves. Look for new Merrick packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. Find it online or in your local pet store.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Why do you think that you don't see it in yourself?
Yeah, I think I just, honestly, it was literally like being at Berkeley and having voice teachers tell me certain things and then being in a relationship and not being like supported by anybody that I was hanging out with or even the person I was in a relationship. Like, I don't talk to anybody that I was friends with during those 2.5 years. And nobody supported me at all. And then to suddenly meet someone who was like, let's hang out, let's move in together, let's make music together, let's make, like you are very funny, you are all these things. And like, very much treated me like a partner, even though we weren't romantic partners. He was just like my best friend. And I've never felt that like unabashed like support. And then through him, now everyone in my life I'm friends with is like a reflection of that same support that I thought like only one person could give me.
So you're able to rebuild yourself emotionally,
yeah,
as like a new person.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's more in the journey for you to rebuild yourself artistically?
Definitely.
And sort of in the same way, correct the ills that you've experienced?
Definitely. And then that's like also like when people like follow my social media and stuff too, it's like everything is like, I'm very open about like, there's still so much work. Like I still have so much like anxiety and like self hate, but I don't know. I'm like working through that like therapy. I like, that's why I write books like Boys I've Kissed and Hated is like an anthology of like everyone across the gender spectrum I've kissed and all like the embarrassing things. Cause like, it's just, if I'm open with it, then people are able to be like, you're not the only one that's done embarrassing
and
shit.
Again, artistically, you're doing amazing work with your personal life, but how do we get as a goal,
yeah,
me as a self, like my selfish goal,
yeah,
as an artist, like how do we get you, like, how do we get the freedom,
yeah,
of like, because I like the right, like the influences that you have, yeah, are so counterculture, they're so unboxed,
mm-hmm,
and then, you know,
yeah,
I just like, I want to take the box off of your voice.
I know. So my whole goal this year is, while I am trying to teach myself guitar, I want to take some lessons from someone who can give me voice and guitar lessons.
Okay.
Like in conjunction with each other.
Front person lessons.
Yeah. Like just like, you know.
Rockstar lessons.
Well, what I'm trying to do is focus on learning blues scales, right? So I want to learn blues scales. And then when I'm singing with it, I can feel my voice opening up more when I like go through like tonal scales.
Mm.
So, but I want someone to like, I just need somebody to assist me for like at least the blues scales on guitar.
Yes.
But I'm like, if somebody could also be like, okay, now like lift the palette.
Okay. This is our ask. We're putting an ask out,
yeah,
into the universe for an amazing guitar vocal coach.
Yeah,
for
like
Artie. Yeah, and I feel like this is a great, in terms of like a plan of action, this,
yeah,
is a great way,
right,
I think, to get some new voices,
yeah,
inside of your head around your ability and like the art.
Yeah, yeah.
That we just simply want to see it.
I know. I'm trying, and I really, that's why like teaching myself an instrument has helped a lot too, because I'm able to be like, oh, I'm actually singing the right note. And because that's like another thing that I have anxiety about, that I'm like, is this the right
note? You have amazing pitch. Stop it. Like, I'm so gooped and gagged at the absolute imposter syndrome. Like, it is both like wild and terrifying to watch. But musically.
Yeah, that's good. that's like how I want to self-identify.
I'm like, no, you're so, like, you have amazing pitch.
See, I never feel that way. But then when I have an instrument, I'm able to feel it more,
yeah,
because,
yeah,
I have that backing of like, you're
make it
stage,
physical,
yeah.
It's so, I'm so trying to hold on to,
yeah, and so I think like that will help me. And it's also like nice to be able to like back myself,
yeah,
up is
power,
yeah,
a lot of power in
I
that.
Am using a child size electric guitar.
Whatever works.
Cutely powerful.
And it's pink. And
it's powerful and it's cute. It's adorable. And so musically, where are you now?
I'm writing a lot of new stuff. And I'm actually like really excited about the stuff that I'm writing. It's just more now. So what I'm trying to do is do more stuff with that puppet from Boogie on the Brink.
Oh, made by Tim Platt.
Well, so Tim Platt plays it. And then my best friend Ari handmade it.
Ari, it's an amazing puppet.
It's a very
so
amazing
expressive
puppet.
Bub, his name is.
Yeah. And so what I'm trying to do is write 1-minute songs for us to like sing for like a short series of videos and stuff. But I'm just having like a really good time like like writing a lot of music.
And what is like what's going into like what's influencing that music that you make now?
Right now, I've been listening. Oh my God. Okay. Especially the past week and a half, I've been really, really over listening to like a lot of Amy Winehouse, which is like kind of embarrassing.
No,
is that embarrassing?
It's so good.
Okay. I like love the song Cherry that she does where she sings it to her guitar. Because like there's a song Cherry where she basically is like talking about how she found someone new, and then the big reveal is that it's her new guitar.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's like, but her voice in it is very cool, because it's very jazzy. But she, I don't know, I just like really love it. But I've been listening to Frank a lot, which is like my favorite album by her, obviously.
No.
But yeah, a lot of Amy, because she's kind of like a messy woman and like sings beautifully. Kind of, yeah. she's a huge mess. She was a huge mess, and but. After watching that documentary, I was like,
"It's the men."
I know.
It's the men. Toxic masculinity will kill you.
Yeah.
And this is not a joke. But we would love to hear Cherry. Yeah.
Let's do Cherry.
This is like feeling the like, song.
Her name is Cherry. We just met, but already she knows me better than you. She understands me. After 18 years, and you still don't see me like you ought to do. Maybe we could talk about things if you was made of wood and strings. While I love her every sound, I don't know how to turn you down. And you're so sick and my patience thin. So I got me a new best friend with a pickup that puts you to shame. And Cherry is her name. And when I'm lonely, Cherry's there. And she plays along while I sing out my blues. I could be crying and you don't care. You won't call me back, you're stubborn as a mule. Maybe we could talk about things if you was made of wheat and strings. You might think I've gone too far. I'm talking about my new guitar.
Oh, wow. Okay, punchline. Amy got jokes.
Yeah, Amy got jokes. That's why I love it.
Oh,
the huge
God.
Reveal at the end.
Music and comedy. That's Amy Winehouse. That's Artie Galafudi.
I loved it. She's
where
great.
Can the people out there find you, love you, tell them where to see you?
I am at ARTIPARTY, both on Twitter and Instagram. And
Artie Party.
Artie Party. And you could follow my poetry excursions at Artie Farty Poems. So that's ARTY for just the writing portion. But yeah, you can see me all over town.
Yay! Okay. We sat down with Artie. Such tales did she bring. We hope you didn't forward fast. Subscribe. Don't miss a thing from Larry.
James.
Artie.
What makes you sing? Regrets collect like old friends. Here to relive your darkest moments. I can see no way. And all of the ghouls come out to play. And every demon wants his pound of flesh. But I like to keep some things to myself. I like to keep my issues strong. It's always darkest before the dawn. Now that I'm a fool, now I've been blind. I can never leave the past behind. I can see no way, I can see no way. I'm always dragging that horse around. All of this past is such a mournful sound. Tonight I'm gonna marry that horse in the ground. So I like to keep my issues strong. It's always darkest before the... Check it out, check it out.
sing it out. Ooh, sing it out, sing it out. Sing it out, sing it out. Ooh, and it's hard to dance with the devil on your back, so sing it out. Ooh, cause I am done with my graceless heart. Tonight I'm gonna cut it out and then restart. Cause I like to keep my issues strong. It's always darkest before the check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out. Ooh, check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out. Ooh, and it's hard to dance with the devil on your back, so shake it out.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.